This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, think about how offensive this is, that here are these very wealthy, very successful. They paid very well. You've got Whoopi Goldberg. She's been a celebrity since I was a little kid, and I'm getting old. And she's been rich since I was a little kid. And then you got this Sunny Hostin, who refuses to go by her real name, Asuncion, because she's so racist. She thinks that white folks in America can't and won't be able to pronounce her name. And here they are. So in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we were talking about this back and forth with Republican presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Tim Scott is black. And Tim Scott rejects this garbage about critical race theory. He rejects this idea that the left constantly pushes, this idea that America is somehow fundamentally flawed, that there is systemic racism in America. Now, leftists like Whoopi Goldberg and Sunny Hostin and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they want to trash America. They want minorities, whether they're Native American, whether they're African American, they want you to think that no, you'll never succeed in America because America is systematically racist. And so I am the exception. Think about how audacious this is for Whoopi Goldberg and for Sunny Hostin on this circus, this clown show, The View, to sit up there in their ivory towers. These very wealthy women to say, no, we're the exception. All you other black folks, all you other minorities, you will never be successful in America because, see, we're the exceptions, not the rule. Meanwhile, Tim Scott is saying, no, you can succeed in America regardless of your skin color, regardless of your background. You can succeed in America. I mean, this is crazy. What these leftists are doing is they are literally holding other people down. They are trying to hold the black community down. They are trying to hold Native Americans down. They are trying to hold groups of people down. But they're more than happy to lift themselves up because they see themselves as the exception. Like the white liberals in Washington, they are the exception. That's why they need to be in charge of the rest of us. That's why they need to dictate to the rest of us our day-to-day lives. That's why they want government to be more powerful in our day-to-day lives. Anyway, so Tim Scott did a great job kind of pushing back against this whole exceptional BS argument. But the broader conversation is, are conditions perfect in the black community? Are conditions perfect all across America? No. Do we have more work to do? Yes. And Tim Scott made that point. But where are black communities struggling the most? It is under failed Democrat Party policies in cities that are run by the Democrat Party, that are running these cities into the ground. And that's what Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, a black Republican from Florida, was saying on Laura Ingraham's program last night. We'll go back to that. Then Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale calls out the VA. I'll explain.
Here's your Montana news. Lee Enterprises is asking for the dismissal of a class action lawsuit that claims the newspaper publisher shared customer information with Facebook. This suit stems from Lee's offering access to video content and articles to their website users in exchange for names, mailing addresses, and other personal info. Users were not informed that their contact data was collected by embedded tracking software and then supposedly transferred to Facebook. KTVQ reports this could be a violation of the Video Privacy Protection Act of 1988 that prohibits video providers sharing consumers' information without consent. Now, the plaintiffs claim Facebook gave monitoring software to the website's developers, which shared the customers' online use tied to Facebook IDs and hence the users themselves. Lee Enterprises' motion to dismiss is based on the ID being non-identifying to the ordinary person, requiring specific technical knowledge, and therefore no violation of law. The court has not yet decided on the motion to dismiss. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Here's a look at your real weather. for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today, along with some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures will range from the upper 70s in Bozeman to about 83 in Billings. For tonight, still seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before midnight, as temperatures will then drop off to about 52 in the Bozeman area to about 60 in Billings. The outlook for Wednesday does call for some sunny breaks and then some developing showers and storms, especially in the afternoon hours. High temperatures on Wednesday back to about 80 degrees in Bozeman to 83 in Billings. With some of the showers and thunderstorms, especially before midnight Wednesday night, we'll otherwise see low temperatures back down to about 54 in Bozeman to 60 in Billings. Then still seeing more developing showers and storms during the day on
Grand Avenue, or you can give us a call at 406-252-6969. Montana Harvest, where people get healthy.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait, I thought California was like a sanctuary state. I thought California would love nothing more than to have more illegal aliens show up in California. But apparently California Governor Gavin Newsom is having second thoughts, I guess. This is from Fox News Radio here this morning. California Governor Gavin Newsom is accusing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis of sending two plane loads of migrants to Sacramento in recent days. The same charter plane was used to transport a group of 16 from Texas on Friday and 20 more on Monday. Newsom took to Twitter Monday, calling DeSantis a small, pathetic man and linked to California's penal code on kidnapping. California's attorney general tweeted over the weekend that state-sanctioned kidnapping is not a public policy choice. It is immoral and disgusting. Why isn't California Governor Gavin Newsom thanking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for shipping these illegal aliens to California? They're supposed to be a sanctuary, aren't they? Why isn't California Governor Gavin Newsom thanking Texas for flying these illegal aliens to the oh-so-loving sanctuary of California? Man, you know, they so quickly show their true colors, don't they? These hypocrites like California Governor Gavin Newsom. Anyway, that ties in, for those of you who were listening at the end of the 6 o'clock hour of the show, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and he was talking, you know, they were talking about Tim Scott's appearance on The View yesterday and how the liberal hosts on The View were saying, no, Tim Scott, you can't be successful in America if you're black. Tim Scott, you are the exception, not the rule. And Tim Scott was pushing back on this completely absurd argument from Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of them. Apparently, Joy Behar refused to even show up. She takes Mondays off. So here's Joy Behar, the white lady who's been talking trash about people like Tim Scott. She was trash talking him along racial lines too, by the way. And then Tim Scott actually shows up in the studios on The View, and Joy Behar was too chicken to even be there in person. Now, she says she takes Mondays off, but Joy, you couldn't have taken Friday off instead. You couldn't have showed up for Tim Scott yesterday. So that was kind of funny. But Byron Donalds, a black Republican out of Florida, member of Congress, he laid out a whole list of Democrat Party policies, so-called progressive policies, that have failed black America. And then Laura Ingraham played a clip where in, you know, New York City in particular, African Americans in New York City are just ticked. They're outraged at Democrat Party leaders who are giving all these free handouts to all these illegal aliens. And they're saying, what the heck? You guys have been ignoring us. Crime has been piling up in inner city communities under these Democrat Party policies. But you're giving all these freebies to these illegal aliens while you're overlooking and you could argue harming the black community with your policies?
Now, we've seen more of this anger. Does this have the potential to change voting habits? I have no idea what that gentleman thinks about reparations. Maybe he's for it. But the point is, he sees that liberal words don't add up to solutions for African Americans.
Like, I definitely think it does, but this is also now a call to action for Republicans. Do you have the ability to build relationships with people in the black community to actually hear what's going on in their world and then bring the policy solutions that actually would help that? Now, we've seen it happen before under President Trump. Black unemployment, all-time low. Black wages are growing, all-time high. Black wealth creation, all-time high. So we know we have the policy prescriptions, but you have to go and build those relationships. I think that what you're definitely seeing within the black community is black men, they've had enough. They're getting fed up. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the excuses. And they actually want to see positive economic changes.
Oh, and so that's why it's even more symbolic that these very same people on The View that were trashing white women, that were gushing over the white man who pretends to be a white woman, the transgender lawmaker from Missoula, Montana, who was on last week, and yet there they are rudely interrupting and talking down to a real black man like Tim Scott. So symbolic, isn't it? The other thing that I think is symbolic here is it goes back to a story we talked about briefly yesterday on the show. The Biden administration basically moved to shut down oil drilling opportunities on Native American reservations. And the Navajo are pushing back. The Crow Nation's pushing back. The Utes are pushing back. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke talked about this story on Twitter. And so here you have Democrat Party policies actively taking away opportunities from Native Americans and from black Americans. And then the Democrat Party turns around and says, oh, no, you'll never be successful in America because of the color of your skin. We are the exceptions, not the rules. That's because they want people to be under their control. They want people dependent on the government. That is what drives the Democrat Party of today. And it's out there. It's right in the open. Whoopi Goldberg and Sonny Hostin, they view themselves as the exception. They want to be the exception because they want to be the ones that rule over the rest of us, that lecture us from their ivory towers, just like the white liberals in Washington, D.C., that want to have, you know, the power over the rest of us here all across America. All right. Go woke, go broke. How much money has Target lost over their LG01-6263, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
New data from USDA shows foods labeled natural accounted for slightly more than 16% of consumer retail purchases in 2018. USDA and the Food and Drug Administration require producers to adhere to specific standards or processes to use certain label claims such as USDA organic. The natural claim, however, has minimal requirements, and using the claim on a food product's packaging does not require that the product provide any health or environmental benefits. Regulatory agencies treat the claim as meaning nothing artificial was added and that the product was minimally processed. Even so, consumers sometimes attribute benefits to products labeled natural, research studies show. The share of products labeled natural varies by food category. The share of spending on natural products in 2018 was highest for dairy products at 27.7% and lowest for fruits and vegetables at 5.9%. and 5.4% respectively. In planting news, last week's weather definitely slowed planting a bit for spring wheat. 88% of the crop planted, behind the pace of 96%, but well on its way to being wrapped up. Condition-wise for that spring wheat crop, currently just 1% of the crop rated poor, 41% fair, 57% good, and 1% excellent. I'm Lane Ortlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Go woke, go broke. We've been talking about this repeated pattern that you're seeing here. I think this is a sign that they have gone so overboard. You know, we had this debate here, and people will still have this debate. Why do you even give this Zoe Zephyr, this radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, why do you even give him attention? Why? Just ignore him. Yeah, we get it. he used bigoted remarks on the floor of the Montana House of Representatives. He broke the House rules. But you know what? Just ignore the rules. Just ignore the lawmaker from House District 100. All you're doing is giving this guy the attention that he so desperately craves after transitioning and going through the surgery to identify as a woman just last year. Right? You know, the guy who just chopped his you-know-what off last year is now an expert on what it means to be a woman for the very party that can't tell you the definition of a woman. I think we have to talk about the radical LGBTQ activists that are out there because of how far they are going now. Look, you know, whatever they do in the privacy of their own homes, like live your life. This is America. You do you. But what they are trying to do now, these radical transgender activists in particular, is they are literally trying to chop body parts off of healthy kids, and they are fueling suicidal ideation, with their political messaging. That's what we've seen out of this radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula in particular. And so we need to wake the American people up as to how radical this movement truly is right now and how dangerous this movement truly is, especially with how they're targeting kids with drag queen story hours events and how they're targeting kids with sexualized material at very young ages inside the schools and how they're transitioning kids in public schools and they're hiding it from parents. They're giving kids drugs and they're hiding it from parents. Drugs that could have lifelong medical complications, and they're giving these drugs to these kids in some of these public schools in places like Oregon, and they specifically don't let the parents know about it. And woke corporations like Target have been funding this stuff. I don't know if we mentioned this story yesterday on the program. I know it's been mentioned in other national programs. But it turns out that the liberal folks running Target and their diversity, equity, and inclusion staffers have been funding all sorts of radical left-wing causes. They've been funding an organization that pushes for the demilitarization of the United States. Target has been funding an organization that wants to shut down Mount Rushmore because it's a symbol of white supremacy. So how much money has Target lost? We told you Target lost $10 million in just 10 days after the scandal erupted over the tuck-friendly swimsuit. For dudes who want to wear women's swimsuits, Target had a tuck-friendly swimsuit. And then Target teamed up with a satanic clothing designer to create this LGBTQ Pride Month clothing line that they were putting in the kids section of their stores. And so even Target shoppers were pushing back against this. It was so over the top. Apparently, they've now lost $15 billion in market cap. Shark Tank star investor Kevin O'Leary told Fox News yesterday that Target allowed itself to become embroiled in a social scandal big enough to cause a nearly $15 billion loss in market cap. Since the backlash over its Pride merchandising controversy, Target's market value has fallen over $13 billion to $60.24 billion as of Monday's closing price. O'Leary, the head of O'Leary Ventures, said that the future is likely to bring a complete change in how corporate America approaches certain concerns, like the processes that led to Target's unprecedented cliff dive. And it's not just Target, of course, it's Bud Light. Even like Major League Baseball, the woke Biden Defense Department has reversed themselves on social media, where they put out these, you know, this Pride Month virtue signaling, and then they quickly reversed it because of the public backlash. I think because now the American people have woken up to just how radical this agenda truly is, and just how radical this Pride movement truly is. The VA, I know, man, on Friday, I had a bunch of, last week, I had a bunch of fellow veterans across Montana who were sending me emails, who were outraged at what the Missoula Vet Center did, promoting this woke Pride Month propaganda as well. I'll tell you, so that's the story. So Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale has now sent a letter blasting the VA Undersecretary of Health for the Missoula Vet Center's promotion of a pride parade in Missoula. I'll tell you exactly what Congressman Rosendale had to say in 60 seconds.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The FBI says contempt of Congress proceedings starting Thursday against FBI Director Chris Wray are unwarranted. It's over a tip received in 2020 that Joe Biden may have taken a bribe as vice president.
The House Oversight Committee received a briefing from FBI officials yesterday. According to the agency, Director Wray has made the document available, but they can't hand it over without compromising sources. Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna writing, the FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked. The FBI did not immediately respond to that claim.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. There's a House hearing this morning about AM radio.
Several automakers, specifically those making electric cars, pledged to pull AM radio from future models. A group of bipartisan lawmakers in the House and Senate is already pushing back, asking the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to implement a rule that requires vehicles to have AM radio.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
See, to me, when you have the VA, when you have the Missoula Vet Center pushing this same woke political garbage that these corporations are going broke over, same concept applies. Go woke, go broke. Target, Bud Light, they go woke, they go broke. Billions and billions of dollars lost as a result of pushing this woke political garbage. That's no different. You know, with the VA, when Donald Trump was doing a Trump rally in Missoula, would the VA send out a big notice to all the veterans in Missoula? Hey, heads up. There's a Trump rally taking place. Donald Trump's going to be out by the Missoula airport this weekend. Just a heads up. Well, why wouldn't they do that? There's lots of veterans who are Trump supporters. Not all veterans are Trump supporters, but there's a lot of people men and women who serve their country who support Donald Trump. So why wouldn't the Vet Center in Missoula tell them about the Trump rally? Well, that's political. Well, so is the Pride Parade. It's political. Some would argue that it also basically pokes a thumb in the eye of people of faith as well. So it's not just political, it is deeply offensive to a lot of veterans as well. So why would you push this political stuff? I mean, well, hey, not every veteran necessarily is going to vote Republican or vote for Donald Trump, but a lot do, so why don't you promote the Trump rally? Congressman Matt Rosendale sent a letter to VA Undersecretary of Health Dr. Sharif El-Nahal demanding answers on the department's promotion of the Missoula Pride Parade. He said, quote, this is yet another example of the VA promoting woke identity politics that do nothing to help veterans. It bewilders me that the department finds it appropriate to allow for the promotion of events that have nothing to do with the mission of the VA while willfully neglecting the department's core function, providing health care to veterans. I believe the VA's resources would be better spent actually caring for our veterans. I know that our veterans in Montana feel the same way. Well, Congressman Rosendale is one veteran here. I can say, yeah, I completely agree with you on that front. According to a press release from Congressman Rosendale's office, he says the VA and the Department of Defense continue to promote leftist ideology, including a drag queen story hour hosted at Malmstrom Air Force Base. Now, we do have some more good news on that front. At least, finally, some members of the Department of Defense leadership are finally starting to realize that this woke strategy is not leading to good results for the U.S. military either. And now the Secretary of Defense's new guidance on drag shows on military bases is having an immediate impact. Fox News has a story here now talking about how drag shows that were planned at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada and Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany now canceled. And that order came down from the Pentagon. And in this Fox News story, they cite pressure from Montana Senator Steve Daines. I'll tell you about that story here right after the break. Phone lines are open for you as well. Hey, we've got four free VIP passes. Jake Penwell, Matthew McDonald with the big Yellowstone International Air Show coming to town this August. First time in Billings since the 1980s. The Navy's Blue Angels are going to be there, and F-35 is going to be there, and much more. All they have left are general admission tickets. So this is your chance to nominate a law enforcement or a military veteran to receive these free VIP passes for the air show. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you have somebody to nominate.
This is where Montana talks.
Raven Harrison, great to have you here on Montana Talks.
Are you kidding? I am so excited to be there. I'm so proud of Montana. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even know about the spy balloon. Well done, Montana.
One of our guys on the radio station down the hall from us, you know, on just the top 40 music station, he was out having a beer on his back porch in Laurel, Montana, and he looks up and says, what is that? And then does a little story on our website about it. And meanwhile, so did the Billings Gazette photographer, Larry Mayer. And then they publish it, yeah. And we had a story, and all of a sudden, boom, they expose, you know, what's going on. They would have never told us about a spy balloon over our heads if it wasn't for, you know, guys like Michael having a beer on his back porch, right?
You got that right. I got to buy him his next beer, but that's how it's done. That is how it's done.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we were telling you before the last break there how the VA here in Montana is now taking fire for pushing this political agenda. They sent out an email to veterans across the state basically promoting this woke left-wing pride parade in Missoula, Montana. And so, I mentioned how Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale pushing back on that, demanding answers and calling for a halt to this. They really need to look at what the Department of Defense is finally doing. I think they're all starting to realize that this go woke, go broke strategy is failing our military. It's failing our veterans. It's failing American businesses. It's failing this country right now, and they're pushing a radical, dangerous agenda here, especially targeting children. But, yeah, multiple military installations are now canceling Pride Month drag shows after a Defense Department ban. Drag shows on Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada and Ramstein Air Base in Germany that had previously been approved by installation officials have now been scrapped as a result of a reported directive from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. This is according to a report from military.com that's being highlighted here by Fox News. Fox News adds this, the cancellations come after the shows on military bases drew intense scrutiny in recent weeks, sparking an effort by GOP senators to pass legislation that would ban the shows on installations. A bill pushed by Senator Steve Daines from Montana included language that, quote, appropriated or otherwise made available for the Department of Defense and no facilities owned or operated by Department of Defense may be used to host, advertise, or otherwise support an adult cabaret performance. And Senator Daines said of the legislation, quote, our military's mission is clear: to provide the military forces needed to deter and win wars and to protect the security of our country and our allies. Allowing the DOD to become a branch of far left, helping to promote their radical gender ideology by hosting and promoting drag queen performances is a threat to our national security and gross misuse of taxpayer funds. And you might recall it was Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz who held the feet to the fire of both Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley about these drag shows targeting kids on military bases, including Malmstrom Air Force Base here in Montana. And that's what ultimately got the ball rolling to lead to these things being canceled here. So hats off to Congressman Matt Gaetz for raising those questions. We had audio for you at the time. Stepping up and being an advocate for our military families that may not always have an advocate out there. as they get this, you know, this woke agenda shoved down their throat. So thankfully, we've got an advocate there in Senator Daines. They've got an advocate there in Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz and more. You know, there's going to come a time where you're going to need an advocate. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's somebody you know and love that gets injured. No matter what that injury may be, car accident, motorcycle accident, somebody slams into you, you name it, you're going to need an advocate. You're going to need a good lawyer on the ground here in Montana who can fight for you, who can be your advocate. Well, let me tell you about the Montana Advocates. The Montana Advocates are lawyers here in Montana. Wendy Youngblood is one of them, and she's incredible. She's a wife of a military veteran. So she definitely wants to take care of you veterans in particular. If you've got a legal challenge on your hands, you've got a personal injury claim that you're trying to work through. So if you've been injured, or if you know somebody who's been injured, definitely tell them to get a hold of the Montana Advocates. Go to MontanaAdvocates.com. Again, that's MontanaAdvocates.com. Maybe you've been thinking over something for a few months now, and you're like, should I do something? Well, just give them a call. Tell them your situation, and they'll give you good advice whether you need to proceed or stand down. But it doesn't hurt to at least give the Montana Advocates a call to see if there's something that can be done to help you out. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, of course, we got John Jackson joining us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, and that'll be a very fast-moving 8 o'clock hour of the show. So if you got something you want to talk about, I would call in right now. 294-0970. You know, we were talking about the VA and the VA pushing this Pride Month parade in Missoula, Montana, when the VA isn't upholding their basic obligation to provide care for veterans. And it's not the great staff that work for many of these VA clinics. It's the VA bureaucrats that push this political agenda. They're the ones that are failing our veterans. Remember when the debt ceiling debate was going on? House Republicans, they unified around a plan. It was called Limit, Save, Grow. Democrats refused to come up with a plan. Democrats just wanted to hike the debt ceiling, no strings attached, no spending reductions whatsoever. They wanted to stick with the massive spending that they already had on the books. They didn't want to limit that in any way whatsoever. House Republicans passed a plan that did what the American people wanted. It lowered spending, and it avoided default on the debt. Now, the end resulting debt ceiling deal wasn't as good as Limit, Save, Grow, but they still got some strings attached versus what the Democrats thought they were going to get, which is what they always got, which was just another increase in the debt ceiling with no strings attached whatsoever. But do you remember what the veterans would, or I'm sorry, what the Democrats would say about veterans funding? Remember the lie that Democrats trotted out there, Democrats like John Tester in particular? They lied during these debt ceiling discussions and debates. They said, the Republicans are cutting funding for veterans. It was an outright lie the entire time. But yet they were continually able to trot the lie out there. Okay, well, now that the debt ceiling deal has been finalized and passed and everything else, and now, granted, it wasn't the original Limit, Save, Grow that all of us would have preferred, but a debt deal nonetheless that did at least reduce spending from what the Democrats had already put on the books. So what about, you know, funding for our veterans? We now know, we knew it at the time, but I think the rest of the American people should now know that the Biden administration lied. John Tester lied.
Obviously, one of the things that stands out to me, and it'll be interesting to see the number, is the raise in spending for the Department of Defense and veterans. Do we know what that number is, and why do you think that's justified?
We don't have a number on that yet. The reason given for the justification on the call was to say we see what's happening with China, Taiwan, with Ukraine, Europe, a host of other things in defense. One of the other positions that has been out there is the administration, including the Department of Veterans Affairs, came out and flat out lied to the American people about what we sent to the Senate a month ago, the Limit Save Grow Act, saying that it was going to cut veterans' benefits, it was going to do all these things to defense. They literally lied to the American people. The Secretary of the VA lied to the American people, to their face, to veterans. And you see those things in there, I think, in response to that, to say, no, this isn't doing something to veterans adversely. It's actually going to help veterans, and this is not going to hurt national defense in any kind of way.
By the way, that was Florida Congressman Brian Mast. He was on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News on Sunday morning. Had it ready for you yesterday, but yeah, as you know, we end up talking about several different issues. Never necessarily cover it all, but I thought that was important as it tied in with our conversations about the politicization of the VAA that is disgustingly happening under the Biden administration right now, just like it happened under the Obama administration before it. But yeah, that was Congressman Brian Mast. I believe he is a wounded warrior veteran who holds that seat out of Florida. Man, a whole bunch of other stories we can talk about here this morning. You know what? This one might be interesting. This ties in with the debt ceiling conversations. Former UM constitutional law professor Rob Nadelson, he did an interview with our friend Peter Christian in Missoula with KGVO News. What did he have to say about this whole debt ceiling debate? He basically says that the debt ceiling debate recently decided by Congress was a straw man, since the government would not have defaulted if the deadline passed anyway. So we'll hear what Rob Nadelson has to say about that. He is with the Independence Institute down in Denver now. And then Dolly Parton, country music star Dolly Parton, teaming up with Montana First Lady Susan G. Gianforte. So what? How is Dolly Parton teaming up with Susan G. Gianforte? Well, it's a program that's designed to boost childhood literacy. So I'll tell you about that. We've actually got audio from Dolly Parton herself talking about this very initiative that she's working on here in Montana with First Lady Susan G. Gianforte. So that's just a couple of the things that we can talk about here right after the break. Looks like we got some folks calling in on the phone lines right now as well, so we'll get to your calls. And then John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, he joins us every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour. Always a good time. Always a good time. And, man, we got a whole host of topics that I know John Jackson's going to want to weigh in on.
Fox News commentary.
Things are getting contentious at one Idaho high school graduation after a student was barred from walking due to unapproved gender comments. I'm Tommy Lahren. Wait till you hear this one.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A student at one Idaho high school was disciplined and told he could not walk in graduation due to unapproved comments made during his senior speech. Apparently, he went off script during his speech and said the unthinkable. Boys are boys and girls are girls and there's no in between. He was then banned from the graduation ceremony. But in a twist, the school was forced to postpone the ceremony after students and parents protested in the parking lot, demanding the student be allowed to walk. The graduation did take place. The student didn't walk, but good for those brave students and parents, because if the kid had said Black Lives Matter or even I Hate America, I'm going to take a wild guess that he wouldn't have been disciplined. You do not shed your free speech rights at the schoolhouse door. The Supreme Court tells us that patriots need to relentlessly push back on woke academia until it's carved out like a tumor. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Hey, we've got four free VIP passes for the big Yellowstone Air Show coming up later this summer in Montana, featuring the Navy's Blue Angels. These are all-inclusive VIP passes. We want you to nominate a veteran or a law enforcement veteran, military veteran or law enforcement veteran. Message us on our Montana Talks app to nominate somebody for those free VIP passes. We'll tell you about that and more on Tuesday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10. Jake Penwell and Matthew McDonald with the Yellowstone International Air Show that's coming up this August. The big air show featuring the Navy's Blue Angels and much more. They were gracious enough to give us 4 free VIP passes. These are all-inclusive. Food, beverage, incredible seats, and more. And we want to give them to a law enforcement or military veteran.
With Dynovite.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me turn down the Montana Talks app on my smartphone for just a second. I wouldn't give you that advice, but I'm doing it because I was listening to that great Tommy Lahren commentary and more news during the break as I was refilling my cup of coffee here because I got to get ready because we got John Jackson coming in here in a few minutes. And, you know, we're going to be firing on all cylinders a little after 8 a.m. Let's see, 294-0970, the number for you. If you got something you want to talk about, a couple of stories. Let's see, what did I tell you we were going to talk about? Oh, Dolly Parton. Let's just start there. So country music star Dolly Parton teaming up with First Lady Susan Gianforte. They launched what's called Dolly's Library in Montana to boost childhood literacy. Families of kids ages 5 and under can sign up and receive a free book every month at imaginationlibrary.com. So imaginationlibrary.com, and families with kids 5 and under can get a free book every single month. Here's what Dolly Parton had to say about it in a video that Governor Gianforte shared on Twitter.
Well, hello, Montana. It's Dolly. Well, it's official. My Imagination Library will be available to every child across the state. Is that not exciting? Of course, it takes a whole lot of great people coming together to make a thing like this possible. And I want to send special thanks to First Lady Susan Gianforte for taking on the Imagination Library as her mission for children across Montana. And I also want to thank Governor Greg Gianforte, the Treasure State Foundation, and all the local donors who are coming together to help fund Montana's statewide program. And we couldn't do any of this without our local program partners in every Montana county working hard to get young children registered for these wonderful free books. So congratulations, Montana. Happy reading.
All right. There you go. Dolly Parton saying, hello, Montana. Sounds like one of our listeners out of the Flathead that calls in here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. All right. Back in the phone lines we go. We got Rick in Billings. Rick, you must have heard the story about how Ireland is looking to kill 200,000 cows because of climate change. Isn't that a crazy story?
Well, it's like I said earlier, where's PETA? You know, PETA, animal rights group. How come they're not up in arms about this?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, people for the ethical treatment of animals. I mean, if you were going to kill one cow for dinner, they'd be mad. But Ireland's going to kill 200,000 over climate change?
Well, it's like Jane Fonda said, okay? I'm going to quote her exact words. It's okay to murder anyone who disagrees with you, all in the name of their agenda, right?
Well, yeah, I'm not familiar with that Jane Fonda quote, but given some of the crazy stuff she said over the years, I wouldn't be surprised.
It was on The View. I mean... You know, it's got to be right, right?
If it was on The View, that's for sure.
I never have a lot of time. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. You know, these people, you know, they're like, oh, animals. So, we're going to kill some. It's okay to kill some as long as it fits our narrative.
Well, it's just like the radical environmental groups that they're against grazing. They're anti-grazing. Until they want to have their bison out on the prairie grazing, then all of a sudden grazing isn't bad for the environment. And then they support year-round grazing, not even just, the way that the cattle ranchers would normally do grazing, which is on a rotational basis so that they don't harm the environment, right? So they actually improve the rangeland. But, yeah, typical hypocrisy out of these environmental groups. I wonder if PETA is saying anything about how Ireland is looking at killing 200,000 cows in the name of climate change? Will the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals stand up? All right, let's see. I'll have to save the Nadelson clip for the 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock hour of the show for you, since we're running short on time now. But that was a great phone call, Rick. Thanks for calling in. Hey, you know, speaking of you ranchers out there, I don't know if some of you, if you were, you know, out cruising around in the cold weather checking on calves earlier this spring. Well, what if you have a calving barn that you can start building this summer so that it's ready to go by next February, March, especially if you have an early calf that comes out? Well, tell you what, get a hold of our friends at Aldrich Lumber, because they can make sure you're up and running with your own calving barn. Maybe some of you want a riding arena. Aldrich Lumber can build that for you as well. Maybe you got some toys out back. You got a boat, you got a camper, you got side-by-sides. You'd love to have some protection from the sun and the heat later this summer, or the wind and the rain and the hail. AldrichLumber.com for any kind of shop you want to build.